The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Ireland's first ever career fair for emergency services and military personnel looking to change careers or approaching retirement will be taking place this Thursday. It's at the City North Hotel, and it's called the Out of the Blue Careers Horizon Expo. And Stephen Moore, who's the founder of Out of the Blue, himself a former Garda, is with me now. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you look young enough and fresh enough, so you didn't go the full stretch.
No, I didn't. I did just over 20 years, and I was based locally here in Pearse Garda Station for those 20 years.
Okay, now why did you throw in the towel?
I suppose for me, I felt I had hit a kind of career ceiling within the job. I was fortunate enough to have done a lot within the job. I wrote 3 books for An Garda Síochána kind of in relation to the history. And I did the centenary celebration book in 2022. I had trained over 2,000 guards in interview techniques. But I found myself back doing what I had started doing when I arrived in the guards. So it was kind
which
of
was
like,
what?
Which was normal beat work in around Pearse Street.
Were
up
you
in
a car or on foot or on bike or what?
A bit of everything.
Bit of everything.
A bit of everything.
So here you are having done a lot of things which added, I suppose, value to the career sense you had, and suddenly you're back on the beat.
That was it. It was kind of, I suppose, when I talk to people now, I talk about a eureka moment. So my eureka moment was, you know, sitting outside the Dáil at 4:30 in the morning when it was raining and kind of going, I don't want to be here anymore.
Sitting outside the Dáil, 4:30 in the morning, not a sinner in sight.
Nope.
So you're protecting our... Nobody's in there, by the way.
Exactly.
So you're protecting a building at 4:30 in the morning in the rain.
Yeah, and I just thought, but I still think, I have a unique skill set that just wasn't being utilised. And I kind of wanted to, I was always that type of person. I wanted to benefit other people, and I just wasn't getting that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So for me, I kind of had hit that growth ceiling. And I kind of said to myself, well, you know, I probably have 10, 15 more good years. And I said, well, I want to do something else.
Yeah. Why do you think there's such malaise in the force at the moment? I mean, is it to do with just a shortage of numbers so everyone is put to the pin of their collar? Is it the post-pandemic blues, kind of a blue flu of a different kind? Is it management? What is it?
Well, for me, and I can only speak for me, my opinion of it, there is a link missing in the chain between upper management and those men and women on the ground. So a lot of members, and I've spoken to so many members since we set up Out of the Blue, they're just unhappy, they feel unsupported. The vast majority want to remain guards, but they feel like they can't.
There is a probable blockage anyway to promotion, because you can't have all chiefs and no Indians. I mean, you still need experienced people doing the grunt work.
Oh, exactly. And I suppose when I first came to the guards 20 years ago, the amount of senior guards that would have been there, you know, in different units. So I'm talking about guards who would have, you know, up of 20 years experience, but they were happy. They felt supported. They felt management had their backs. There wasn't so many oversight bodies, you know, looking into everything they did. They didn't have so much paperwork or time sitting in front of computers. They were spending that time within the communities, you know, and that's the work that guards enjoy.
Is there any way, though, of eliminating that? Because, you know, the way we're always looking for a paper trail, an evidence trail, if you like, when something happens. It could be a public order incident where, you know, how did the guards behave in that situation? And, you know, you cover your ass when you go back to the station, you write it all down or enter it into the computer so that there is a record that, for example, you were attacked first. Mm-hmm. Before you used physical force, that kind of thing. And that's that paperwork is to protect yourselves, really, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, most definitely. You need paperwork. You need your evidence. You know, you need that. But you probably don't need it duplicated 4, 5, 6 times. So this is the problem in relation to, you know, people say it's a retention recruitment crisis. You know, it is. But for me, it's fixable. It's fixable if management stand up to the plate, if management admits there's issues, admits there's problems with morale, and turn around and fix it. And that how you do that is from the ground up. You talk to the Gardaí on the street and you ask them, what is the issue? Like, you know, they spent money in relation to the latest recruitment campaign, and a good bit of money. But the best recruiters for the guards always were the guards themselves.
Yeah, and if, I mean, we talk to the GRA all the time, and you know, I said to them, you know, all this moaning, it's no wonder people are not joining, because you guys, all you do in public is moan.
Yeah. And that's unfortunate. Like, if a son or a daughter were joining the guards, you know, they'd come to me knowing, if somebody where I live, they know I'm a guard. And if their children wanted to join the guards, they'd ask me, what is the job like? 10 years ago, most definitely, I would have said, it's fantastic. Join, you know, friendships you make for life. The job, you're helping people constantly. But hand on heart, Pat, in the last, say, year or two of my career, I couldn't tell people that.
Would, you know, the introduction of body cams, for example, help matters? Because you've got, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. So you've got the evidence. Instead of having to go back and tap, 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 tap into the computer what happened, it's there. And you just download whatever, or maybe not even you downloading, someone else is downloading it, and it's all there.
Well, of course, that will help. That will help with one side of it in relation to evidence, in relation to maybe more protection for the individual guard. But it's not going to help the actual the system at the moment, or as I describe it, that missing link. And that's the link between upper management and the guards on the ground. And just that feeling. Like, everybody, when they're in a job, you want to feel supported.
But, I mean, you have all your ranks. You've got your sergeants, your inspectors, your superintendents, your chief superintendents, your assistant commissioners and your commissioners. I mean, there is a whole layer upon layer of, if you like, control. So at what level does it fail?
Well, it kind of fails. For me, it fails at upper management, because it comes...
What is that, commissioner, comes, assistant commissioner, or chief superintendent, or...?
Like I suppose, officers. So upper officers, I would call them. So from the ranks of assistant commissioner up. But, like, there's so many hard-working superintendents, chief superintendents that are there that are supporting, but they feel tied, or they feel held back.
Like, they don't have enough autonomy, is that it?
They don't. Kind of within the new kind of system, within an Garda Síochána, you know, individual stations, like in Pier Street, like back in the day, our superintendent had all control, had all the power within the station. But that's been taken away, and Pier Street's become kind of a substation to Kevin Street, you know. So it's kind of like control has been passed upwards, and less control is available at lower stages of the rank structure.
All right. Anyway, suffice it to say that you said, I'm out. And a lot of people are out. Sometimes they just want to change a career. Army officers, once they've done their time, for example, they can leave, and many of them go to other roles. So you've decided to set up, you have already set up Out of the Blue, which is a brilliant title when it refers to police officers. Yeah. They're out of the blue, the blue line, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you do?
So I suppose when I was looking to leave and I was researching, you know, my own resignation from the job, I kind of went looking for a company or an institution that would support the likes of me through, I suppose, advice, through education, further education. And it did not exist in Ireland. It existed in America. It existed across in England. So I reached out to them and got advice from them. And with my skills, I kind of came back and I said, well, we deserve better. So within the emergency services, within the military, we deserve a company or an organisation that, if we do step away from serving the public, whether it be through retirement or resignation, that there's supports in place.
Okay, so you're not just stepping into the unknown.
Exactly.
That there will be a resource there. So how successful have you been?
It's going very well. Like, unfortunately, as a guard, I don't like seeing guards leaving on Garda Síochána. So, but unfortunately, I've been inundated with phone calls since we set up in November. And, you know, what we do initially is kind of help them with that transition from working within a system to kind of, you know, moving it maybe into the private sector.
Sometimes people will feel they're underqualified, but I know that you believe there's a skill set that has been achieved by a career in the Garda Síochána, or a career in the military, or in the emergency services, you know, whether you're a paramedic on the front line, a fire officer, for example, that there's a skill set that is very transferable into the other world.
Usually. And this is one thing that emergency services, military personnel, they do not see. They don't realise. So a lot of people come to me and go, Stephen, what can I do? I'm just a guard. What can I do? I'm just in the army. And I tell them, you can do so much because your skill set can be transferred into so many areas. One example, Pat, would be, you know, every single day when a guard goes to an incident, they're using effective communication. They're actively listening to people by taking reports, by interviewing people. Not only that, if they go to incidents like traffic accidents, you're talking about management, you're talking about leadership, you're talking about teamwork. So just in one sentence, there's five skills that are usually sought after in the private sector that guards use every single day.
Yeah.
So it is huge. And I can see when I talk to people, when I explain the skill set, a light goes off in their head.
So what's going to happen at the Career Horizons Expo in the City North Hotel?
Very much looking forward to it. It's the first one ever held in Ireland. And I wanted to put on a kind of a show under one roof in one day. So if somebody is coming up to retirement and they're looking for further jobs, there's recruitment agencies there. There's going to be upskilling institutions. So that if somebody's planning their retirement, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road, that they set that plan in motion and they talk to these people in relation to what upskilling opportunities are there at the moment and planning ahead for their retirement. So we have over 40 stalls at the exhibition, but we also have fantastic panellists where we will have panel discussions on the likes of recruitment, upskilling, mental health and well-being and so forth. So, you know, it's an open invitation for any members of the emergency services.
How do people register to go?
They can register. It's on our website, outoftheblutraining.com. Or through Eventbrite, we're selling tickets.
And the hotel, it's not one I've ever been to. Where exactly is it?
It's the North City Hotel. So it's its own junction just past Balbriggan on the M1.
Okay.
Heading up for Belfast.
Very good. Stephen Moore, who's founder of Out of the Blue, himself a former Garda, and hosting that Career Horizons Expo. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.